Linda perhaps has had an unusual career arc over the course of the past 44 years. Her debut recording, Parallelograms, was released in 1970 after a dental hygiene session with film music composer Leonard Rosenman resulted in unexpected opportunity. And during her decades as a dental hygienist to Hollywood stars after that, a cult following for her first album slowly developed, and it was re-released several years ago. Over four decades later, Linda Perhack's sound recording, her second recording, The Soul of All Natural Things, has just been released, and she and her band will perform at Cosmic in Eugene tonight. She joins us in the KLCC studios live. Welcome, Linda.
Hi, Eric. Thank you. We're glad to be here.
What an unusual journey it has been for you. Could you have ever expected this arc that your career has taken in music and hygiene and beyond?
As my dear boss in the dental field has said, it has to be a miracle of God.
I mean, some people have day jobs, you know, that are like kind of in opposition to their music, but you wouldn't have even had a music career were it not for dental hygiene, correct?
That's correct. We see people all day long, and I just answered correctly when one really influential man said, I can't believe this is all you do. I said, well, no. And then I began to describe the two different worlds I lived in every day. And he was fascinated. And he said, because I was living in Topanga Canyon, that's a very bohemian, creative area, lots of artists, and still is. Since the 30s, it's been a very a mecca for artists. And then I was working in Beverly Hills in a top-level periodontal office where everything was prim and proper. And he just popped that question once. He said, I can't believe this is all you do. So I said, well, no. And I went on and on and on about all these things that were quite artistic in the other part of my life. And he said, well, if you're writing little songs and you're in your middle 20s and it's a time when the hippies are all over that canyon, he said, can I hear them? Because my wife and I are getting assignments for music that has that flavor for like TV scores, etc. So I said, sure. And I gave him a little tape made in my kitchen. And the next thing I knew, he said, we are doing an album. I will march into Universal Studios and tell them we need a budget. We are doing an album. That was it.
And you did an album, and it appeared to disappear for a while, but then was found slowly over the decades and became somewhat of a cult hit, and Daft Punk, among others, picked up on it. And 44 years later, you get to make a new album. Sometimes there's a challenge making a second album for people. Was it any different with 44 years in between albums? Did you feel much pressure in making a follow-up?
I knew that it needed to be done before I'm not on the planet. And I had a backlog of songs, and I just knew it needed to be done. I tried driving to Echo Park and Silver Lake again, where the main bohemian area is now in Los Angeles, and my voice wouldn't behave too well after 2 hours on the freeway. So I just sent out a big prayer. I said, God, it's not going to happen unless I have about five things in place. And one of the main ones was a place to do recording early in the morning. That's when I do my warm-ups, and that's my strongest time to sing. And I said, I need early morning, like 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning, 10 minutes from where I live, and I need to work with a really top arranger to speed up the process, because I have very few free hours in my personal life. I put in a full week of work still. So in my straight job, as we used to call it in the 70s. So it was a complex puzzle, but Fernando Perdomo, who is a producer, had moved 10 minutes from me, set up a whole studio, sent me a little email and said, do you want to talk to me about doing a new album? And everything fell into place immediately. The only explanation I can give you is that it was sent and meant. When you have a big problem, try a big prayer. Because he emailed me 2 days after I sent out that prayer.
Linda Perhacks, live in the KLCC studios, live with her band tonight at Cosmic in Eugene. Let's hear a bit from her new release called The Soul of All Natural Things. Here's a song called Freely on KLCC.
A bird that flies, warm as a wind on a rise, free as the clouds that circle freely. I want to be free. Want to be.
Music from Linda Perhacks from her new release, The Soul of All Natural Things, a song called Freely. She and her band are live at Cosmic Tonight in Eugene. Beautiful music there, Linda. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'd like to just add that that was inspired by Devendra Banhart. He sent me a little CD of some of his new music before Smokey Rolls Down Thunder Canyon came out, his big album some years ago. And he asked me to do some harmonies on his Freely. And I created it for him, a little descant, which is separate melody, separate lyrics. And then the band said, we love it, Linda, but it's so feminine. We're going to have to do a more masculine version with a masculine group in the background. But everybody loved it, and so I kept it for years, wishing to manifest it into my own song. So when Fernando and Chris Price came into my life and were my producers, we immediately put that song to into a different melody, change the lyrics, and now we have a Freely.
Sonically, when you went into the studio with Chris and Fernando and everybody, what did you want to create in comparison to the sound of Parallelograms, which came out so long ago?
Well, I will say that we're already starting the third album, and I will be more daring in that album, because even with Leonard Rosenman on the first album, I was using early electronics. I was mixing acoustic and electronics, and I do want to be more daring. This album, though, after 44 years, both Fernando Perdomo and Chris Price, my co-producers, knew that they were fans for 10 or more years of my music. And they said, let's not go very far away. Let's keep two albums totally seamless so that you don't feel the time. And so that was our goal. But the next one, watch out. I'm going to get more creative, and we're going to be collaborating with like Sufjan Stevens and a number of really interesting people on that next one. So, but for now, these two albums are so seamless, you wouldn't know time has gone.
Let's do another song from The Soul of All Natural Things, Linda Perhacks. How would you like to introduce Prisms of Glass?
Thank you for asking. In downtown L.A., one of the biggest internet stations put on a whole show in the Music Center and asked to use my whole 70s album. So I got to do maybe four or five pieces since I'd never been on a stage before, and that was 2009. And they brought in young acts from Silver Lake and Echo Park to do all the other songs on the album. Well, there was a girl who stood up and sang from my 70s album the song Delicious, knocked us out, and it was Julia Holter. So we immediately became very good friends, and the first song she and I worked on is Prisms of Glass, the one we're going to do for you right now, and you will hear her voice plus mine.
Linda Perhacks on KLCC.
Spirals of windows and spirals of stairwells and spirals of lenses in prisms of glass. Lights from the windows and lights from the stairwells and lights from
Prisms of Glass from the new Linda Perhack CD, The Soul of All Natural Things. Linda and her band will be live at Cosmic in Eugene tonight with Jim Camacho and Ray Raposa, opening the show at 8 p.m., touring behind The Soul of All Natural Things, 44 years after Linda's previous album, Parallelograms, was issued. You can find more on Linda Perhacks and her music at lindaperhacks.com, and you can listen to a recent story about her on NPR's Morning Edition in the archives at npr.org. Well, Linda, it's quite the unusual path to get attention so long after the CD has come out, and I know that getting attention was never really your desire necessarily in music. What's it been like to suddenly, maybe not suddenly, but over the process of time, find recognition for your previous work, so long delayed?
I just hope it's an inspiration for other people to do what they believe in. What can I say? Working with my crew, which is such a creative group of people, and gosh, I think Fernando might be at the very most 34, and everybody else is probably a little younger, but I think when you're coming from your strongest point of creativity and you're mixing with other creators, I'm not thinking about age. I'm just thinking about the strong focus of creating. And at that point, we're one. That's the best answer I can give you. I was doing this work at 5. I'm doing it now at the age I am. If I'm in another sphere of life, I tell you, I'll come back as a 2-year-old and run circles around you. You know, when you're a creative person, it's you just come from your strong point when you're creating, no matter what age you are. I love Paul McCartney's remark. He said, somebody said, "How you doing, Paul?" He said, fine, I'm doing fine. And they said, "Are you doing good?" He said, "Yeah, good. He said, "Except I seem to be in this older body." It's like, who did this? I didn't ask for this. And that's the way I feel. The body is temporary. But this other thing that is creating within you, whether you're 5 or way up there in years, that's the real you. And you must always remember that.
Well, we really appreciate you continuing to make this beautiful music so long after the first album came out. I love the unpredictability of music and life, and you're a great example of that. Such an inspiration.
Thank you.
Linda Perhacks live on KLCC Live tonight at Cosmic in Eugene with her band touring behind The Soul of All Natural Things. Let's hear just a taste of one more song as we go out. Anything you'd like to say about River of God?
That's kind of a long story. I don't know if I even have time. It's just that I don't write music mentally and intellectually, get to a keyboard or even jam. When music comes to me, it comes like a flood. It just comes like rain coming through your head. I race for pen and paper to capture it and not lose part of what I just have heard. And on that particular piece, I was watching a solar eclipse, and this entire piece came rushing through me, including the title, River of God.
Here's just a taste of River of God on KLCC from Linda Perhacks. Thank you so much for coming in.